And what is going on, Blog Talk Radio Nation? You are tuned into the debut of our brand new sports show. Upon further review, we've made it. It is a start that I hope that each of you will join us on in the next few weeks, months, and I don't know if my co-host will like it. I would say years. She doesn't know that she signed on to an exclusive free contract for the next few years that we're doing the show.
That's the thing with free contracts. They're non-negotiable.
It's non-negotiable. Katie is with us, as you can hear. And how you doing? Debut show.
I know. I feel good. What's shaking over there in Illinois?
Besides the cold, nothing much. Katie is out of the warm West Coast, as I put it. It's a lot more warmer out that way. She's out in Vegas and... Of course, we're here in Chicago, and for those of you who are joining us over from the Sunday night game, which I think is actually the quickest Sunday night game this year, I think it's about 2 minutes left to play. San Diego's killing Baltimore, so you don't have to watch the rest of that one. You're tuned into where it's at. But and actually, Baltimore just scored, so now it's 34-14. It's going to be
who scored?
Much soon here. So that was from Flacco, too, and I just missed who it was, but Baltimore just scored. So if you guys are betting in Vegas and you had like a particular point spread, let's see, 82 just killed it for you. sorry about that, folks. But it was a busy day in the NFL. I mean, that game, like I said, that's almost in the books. But looking at the game today, looking at some of the games today, I think pretty much five of them will stick out. And I'm not sure if you're going to agree with me on this one, Katie, but, of course, Indianapolis winning their first game of the year.
Finally.
They're not going to go 0-16.
Which was something that I was kind of looking forward to, but not.
I know, but, you know, you feel bad for Indianapolis at that point. I mean, you feel bad for any team that gets to a season and you can't win one. And you already lost their starting quarterback. And Peyton Manning. And you would think that the rest of the guys would have picked up the slack, but fortunately for them, Tennessee came in and they beat Tennessee today 27-13.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, and then also on the docket here, if you were a Giants fan, I'm sorry, but the Washington Redskins definitely have you. Yeah, and the Washington Redskins definitely have your number this year. It was the Redskins defeating the Giants 23-10. Now, you're the Giants fan. What happened?
I make absolutely no excuses. I was a little more disappointed that they lost and the Cowboys won. So here we go again. Lead change in my division again.
Yeah, and that one's going to pretty much come down to the
final game of the season.
Yeah, probably end of the season with a little hope, help here and a little hope here.
Well, and the Giants play more games at home than the Cowboys do, and I hope that's going to work in my benefit.
I hope so. You know, I'd love to see Eli kind of make up for Big Bro here and kind of like take the Giants a little bit of a playoff run, but not good when you lose to the Redskins today. That 20% loss, and then of course it was the Bears. If any team has had a bad week among the annals of bad weeks, it's had to have been my Bears. First, the whole thing with Sam Hurd, which is ridiculous.
Which is out of control ridiculous, I will agree with you.
And we'll talk about that in a second. But, the Bears losing to Seattle 38-14, and it just seemed that throughout that game, it looked like, it was a strong first half, kind of a first half where teeter-totter, but second half, it just went downhill.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. And the thing that makes me more mad is that when you look at that game, you say, I don't even know if it could have helped, but, Donovan McNabb was out there. They could have got him. I almost would rather you gotten a veteran quarterback, even though I don't know how much help he could have been. Anything at this point has got to be better than Caleb Haney.
I don't agree, but you continue. We'll go there into the end.
Well, It's kind of a, like I said, it's a double-edged sword here. Because I was like,
yeah.
If you're going to put somebody out there, I'd rather a veteran quarterback than somebody unproven like Caleb Henning. Because the last two weeks, he hasn't done anything that is, like, put my faith in
worth talking about, besides not winning games. But then you're going to bring in a veteran quarterback that's never worked in a Mike Martz offense. It's very confusing and very difficult. You're used to saying green 42 hut, and then he's got all these different words and directions and things, and now he's got to remember all these plays. So not only are you bringing this veteran who supposedly knows how to play football better than this new guy, but he doesn't know the offense.
Yeah, which then leads to my second thing, that after this year, I totally think that, you know, I don't have an issue with some of the players out there on the field, but the thing is that now, in my true, honest opinion, that from an administrative point, from Jerry Angelo and Ted Phillips on down, even to Lovie Smith and the coaching staff, I think it is now time to clean house. Because the thing is that sucky free agency and draft dealing has led the Bears to this issue. Jay Cutler cannot, especially with as many times as he's gotten hit, cannot be your overall answer. And you would have to at least have some type of brain to think that with as many sacks as he's taken, as many hits as he's taken, you got to have a good, reliable backup in there in the event that he gets injured.
What do you think?
And they did not. And, but the good news for Bears fans is that, at least on this day, was that the Kansas City Chiefs, who the Bears lost to recently, beat the Green Bay Packers. Now, I was shocked about that, but looking at
actually, I have no words. No words
really.
For the Packers losing to the Chiefs.
Yeah. And when you look at the stats from that game, it was all pretty much even. And, of course, Kyle Orton comes out and goes 23-31 for 299 yards. Didn't throw a touchdown. But
no.
He managed the game. So I'm pretty sure it did.
Did Aaron Rodgers wake up and forget he played football for his job? I just... They did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, he was not a factor today, even though I think he did throw for a touchdown, but he was a non-factor in this game today, as were...
He was definitely out of sync. He looked like he, you know, like that Men in Black little picture erase your memory kind of thing. He looked like he was out there going, like, what the heck is going on out here?
Basically. But you know what worries me now as a Bears fan is that next week when the Bears do play the Packers are going to come in. We're going to be going to Lambeau, and they're going to be pretty mad.
We're going to unload.
Yeah, and it's bad enough that we are now without Johnny Knox, who thankfully will be okay, but he will be having back surgery, so he's done for the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, no offense. Johnny Knox hasn't been having his golden star year either. He's dropped more passes than anybody else on that team.
He hasn't, but it's a pair of hands that missing. You know, it's like there's no catching game at all. So it's like there. The offseason, Santa, if you're listening, we need a wide receiver. Devin Hamster is not the answer.
Yeah, no.
And then finally, the last game that we're going to probably spotlight on this day was one in which a lot of eyes were watching. And I'm sorry, I'm going to do my best Edward G. Robinson voice for all the Denver fans. Where's your Messiah now? Yeah. there was no team or magic as the Denver Broncos lost to New England 41-23. And by the time that second half came, Denver not even a factor.
Everybody was over it. I thought if anybody would be able to shut up this Tebow craze, it would be Mr. Tom Brady. He's the epitome of quarterback, and Tim Tebow should look up to someone like that, but never, ever compare himself in the same league.
There was two things in that game that I kind of saw that one I was surprised by, the other one that I kind of liked. There was one instance when Tom Brady ran in for a touchdown. Do you see the way he spiked that ball? I mean, emphatically. I mean, I was shocked he kind of did it because you normally don't expect that much of an outburst from Tom Brady, but he dives through and he just spikes the ball. And then there was a hit on Tom Brady. It was more like a spear. If you were a wrestling fan and you saw that hit on Tom Brady, the wrestling fan of me wants to be like, spear, spear. But yeah. don't know.
But there are no fireworks that come on after that happens when Tom Brady gets speared.
Yeah. He's a tough son of a gun, though. But that is pretty much the NFL on this day. Any other surprises for you that you saw out there today?
The Texans just didn't come out and play hard today. I was a little disappointed in that. The Jets losing, the wild card's still up in the air. I don't know. It's going to come down to the end of the season. I think it's going to be a really fun last few games.
It should be. And to kind of go through the rest of this day in the NFL, it's Miami over Buffalo 30-23. We didn't even mention Cincinnati and St. Louis because nobody really cares. It was 20-13
there.
Well,
Cincinnati's back in the running of the wild card, so I care a little.
They're back in the running, but I don't see it going far. I mean, they're not going to make real.
Well, no, I don't either, but it makes it difficult for the rest of the teams vying for their wild card spot.
Yeah, and then there was New Orleans beating Minnesota 42-20. Carolina over Houston, you mentioned that, with 28-13. Detroit beating Oakland on a Dominican Sue
by one
field goal. Yeah, 28-27.
These chickens better start making more money. That's all I got to say.
But, it was more shocking that it was, of course, the lead to drama is Dominican Sue, who, coming off of suspension, and then he makes the game-changing block. So, yeah. And then Philadelphia over the Jets, 45-19. Arizona beating Cleveland, 2017. And if you missed it the other day, it was Atlanta. Atlanta beating Jackson 41-14, and Dallas beating Tampa Bay 31-15. So, the Monday night game, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, that should be a pretty good game.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Who's your pick in that one?
San Francisco.
Oh. Well, I'm not going to pick in that game, so.
My mom likes Pittsburgh, so I'll pick anybody against Pittsburgh.
There you go. I'm not going to pick in that because I have friends who, they cheer for Pittsburgh, and then actually I am impressed with San Francisco this year. To think that Jim Harbaugh would come in and do the job that he did with them.
That's what I'm saying.
That's Coach of the Year material for me. So
mm-hmm.
We will keep on. We'll keep our eye on the NFL. And going on to our next story this week, Katie, was also in terms of baseball, even in things happened, even though this wasn't really a baseball story, but it involves a well-known baseball player, and it's Barry Bonds, who this week got a 30-day home sentence and 2 years probation for his obstruction of justice. A lot of people wanting him to serve some jail time and actually learn a lesson. But my question, will it really affect, and next year he will be eligible for the Hall of Fame, but will this affect his Hall of Fame status, and should he be allowed in Cooperstown? Now, before you answer that question, keep in mind, he never really pled guilty to, or never really was found guilty of taking substance to help him, even though you and I, we're not idiots. We know in between Barry Bonds of 1990 and Barry Bonds of 2000, there were some changes. But should he be elected to the Hall of Fame?
My answer is no. Same reason why I don't think Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame. I don't think Joe Jackson will ever be put in the Hall of Fame. I think that when it comes down to breaking rules, we're not saying court, we're not saying, I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about the sheer integrity of the game of baseball. He did something that you're not supposed to do. And I don't care if he admits that he knowingly or unknowingly did this. He did it. And I think that the people who vote now will take that into consideration. I do not think he should be allowed to be in Cooperstown. Unfortunately, I don't get a vote.
Now, do you think, with a lot of these guys within this era, such as him, Roger Clemens. A lot of these guys, unfortunately, you know, hold some baseball records. Do you think that there should be some type of admission into, or like some separate wing of a Hall of Fame for players of that era?
No. I think that if you did something that is wrong or against the rules and you got caught, I don't care. I know that hitting a baseball over a fence is hard. I know throwing a 90-mile-an-hour fastball and striking out over however many players a year, I know all of those things are difficult. But a lot of people did that without cheating and deserve the honor. The others do not.
Yeah, it's such a, you know, a sad thing that most of these guys hold records, and whenever you look at the record book, it will be sitting there. And years from now, you know, it's kind of left to put that asterisk there. But, well, yeah, they got the record, but it was assumed that they took a, you know, drug that kind of helped them. And, yeah, it's, I don't know, you know, I get a little mad about that, because then at that point, you know, we start to say, well, I'm not looking at him as the all-time home run leader. I'm not looking to him as the all-time active wins leader. You know, to me, in my eyes, the home run king is still Henry Aaron. I don't really look at, you know, Barry Bonds as the home run king. And sadly, if you open a record book, his name is there. What can you do with that stuff? It creates a slippery slope, because if you take his stats out, or do you just count the stats between 1990 and, you know, the time that you thought that he started to do whatever, or do you just totally take everything out?
But there's no way we can. It's either black or white. It's all or nothing. They either allow it or they don't. And for people who care so much about it, myself, you, we don't get a vote. We don't get to decide. And when it comes down to, like we just talked about Ryan Braun last week, they're not going to take his award away.
Yeah.
They're not. But it doesn't make it okay either way.
For all you guys, lay off the creams. Lay off the other crap. Sure, this all a headache with this stuff. Moving on. If you're a fan of hockey, this last week you saw that Philadelphia Flyers captain Chris Pronger, sorry, I'm a Blackhawks fan, I'm still getting mad about this stuff, will likely not return to play for the Flyers for the remaining of the 11-12 season or the playoffs. This becomes the second major player, Katie, in the last couple of weeks, counting Sidney Crosby, who basically was gone almost like the entire year.
All last season, and now he is again.
Yeah, and another concussion. And this comes in a time in which over the summer, and the NHL had, you know, some unfortunate deaths that had occurred, one of them being Derek Bogard, who was found to have a degenerative brain disease, strictly probably due to all of his concussions. Mm-hmm. And now there's been a little bit of a spotlight on the NHL and how they can prevent a lot of these players from having the same issue. And then the NHL, who doesn't consider it an epidemic and does the best that they can, and then the league now is kind of in a quandary, so to speak, because in a sport that's known for its rough hitting, in a sport that's known for, you know, its fights and, you know, everything else, what can they do? Or basically, will changes soften the sport and change hockey as we know it, or does the NHL just kind of follow what the NFL's rule now is and try to keep those players out for a little bit? What do you think that the NHL could do, and who do you think should really kind of shoulder the blame for, you know, especially for what's happening lately with Pronger and with Sidney Crosby?
I do think that over their time off, they should have really taken a chapter out of the NFL's book at really focusing on player safety, because this is their livelihood. This is their job. They do have families. After hockey, what do they have? You know, and being that they didn't take any steps in the direction to think about changing any of these rules or or maybe just tweaking a few here and there. I think that in the end, hockey's going to do what football did. The players are going to come back from when they had their injuries in the past and really bring light into the situation that most hockey players and hockey fans don't even think about. What happens after you take your skates off and you're done? What happens? I think that the league is going to be taking a lot of the brunt of this blame, and I think it's well-deserved. But I think instead of fighting, I think they should work together to really make some sort of precedent for these guys that are, this is their job. They need their brains. I mean, come on.
Yeah. In the NHL, I mean, they've really got to kind of look at some of those hits, and they really have got to start kind of, I mean, even if it does eventually, quote unquote, according to some purists, soften up the sport, at least I think you'd rather have it softened to people still playing than perhaps far more serious injuries and life-threatening injuries. So,
yeah, they're going to soften the sport to these people. It's better than softening the rest of the food for these people because they're so brain damaged they can't chew. I think that they need to give and take a little bit here. We're not putting them on peanuts here. We're putting them on ice, and they're still playing hockey, but we don't need this helmet-to-helmet, stick-to-face. We don't need all that stuff.
Yeah, time to get rid of that stuff. But on a softer sport that's played on the hardwood, the NBA is back. By this time next Sunday, the NBA will begin its slate of games. And I'm going to put you on the spot. What is your prediction for this year's finals? And who will be the surprise team of the year in your mind?
It's very tough for me to be thinking all the way to the finals because I'm just wrapping my head around all these trades and all this, especially right before the week starts. But I know that in my mind, this team that I thought was going to be better last year but had too much drama with the trades and now they're back on top, I think the New York Knicks are going to come out swinging.
So you actually,
I hate to say that because I am a Chicago Bulls fan. But unfortunately, that team went out and did its job, and everybody's healthy and everybody's ready to go. I think that the Knicks are going to be pretty difficult to beat this year.
Well, actually, I will also add on to what you're saying because ESPN is reporting today that the Knicks are expected to sign Baron Davis. I guess that's, he cleared waivers on Friday after he was released to an amenity clause. So hopefully that will add more for New York fans to be excited about because I don't think basketball in New York has been exciting since Patrick Ewing left town.
As I say, for a long time.
Spike Lee can come back to the games now with his head
held
high.
He can actually put his face out there again.
Since you don't want to make a prediction, I'm going to put you out there. If you had to make a prediction now, not right now, based off of what you see, who do you think will be in the finals?
Oklahoma City and the Heat. I don't know.
I actually got something kind of shocking here because we actually have a call on the show, which is actually kind of, I wasn't expecting. We only got 5 minutes left. But I'm actually going to bring the caller on. Go ahead, caller, what's your name, and what do you want to talk about?
How you doing? This is my name is Jermaine, and I was calling about the NBA Finals. I think with the shortened season, the Bulls have a very good chance.
Now, why? I love the Bulls. I'm not trying to disagree, but why do you think that?
Because if you look at the impact that the Bulls had with the full season and this shortened season, you have a nucleus that was pretty good. And you had
nucleus.
You had that player such as Rip Hamilton to the team that got it knocked down the shot when needed to knock down. I mean, everybody else is trying to gel together. I mean, Celtics dismantled. The Heat don't. They don't know who they are. The Lakers are now starting to deal with Kobe off the field issues, off the court issues. So, I mean, I think the Bulls have a really good chance with the shortened season.
Yeah.
Thanks I love
so
it.
Much, yeah, thanks. I agree wholeheartedly. Actually, I was going to say the Bulls this year, and I actually think we could see a Bulls, probably the Mavericks, you know, really – I think they're going to go for one last run. I actually like the Bulls-Mavericks NBA Finals. I'm going to go out there and predict that now. And I think Rip Hamilton does give the Bulls that second shooter that they kind of needed, that Derrick Rose needed last year. Because
he needed some help, for sure.
They were just a good second shooter away from really upsetting Miami, I thought. So I kind of agree. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, man.
All righty. Well, thank you, guys, and I like the show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much. Yeah, so I kind of actually agree. I mean, I think that the Bulls will actually do pretty well there. So
that makes me happy. I'm glad because I can't wait for the Bulls to start cleaning up.
Yeah. So, like we said, you know, the NBA action begins next week. And you're right. There's a lot more trades that will happen. Chris Paul, of course, now going into the Clippers. That is official now. I don't think, you know, I don't think it matters. No, I don't think it will either, because I think you only got two people, and Chris Paul really is the only guy that has playoff experience when all those guys were there, because Griffin doesn't, and I don't think it's going to help. I think at most it makes them a good seventh or eighth seed.
They still won't make the playoffs.
Yeah. And actually there was another team, and I think I wanted to say real quick, I actually think you also have to look out maybe perhaps for Oklahoma City. So...
That's what I said.
Oak City. Yeah. So, could be Bulls Dallas, could be Bulls Oklahoma City. And like I said, I kind of agree with Jermaine there that Miami, I don't think they still know who they are. And I think that this short season and all those charity games D-Wade, LeBron were playing is going to wear them down. So,
I think they're doing as best they can, but there's too much going on there. They're never going to do it.
Yeah, way too much going on. But I actually did have something else that I want to talk about, but I'm going to leave that towards next week.
Yeah.
But it was a good one, and it's actually a good survey. But I am going to leave this for you this week. Any games that out there you're going to be watching or that you got your eye on this week besides the Monday night game?
I'm already out of my fantasy football. I'm out of it. But I think that this next week is a big deal for a lot of teams. There's so many lead changers, so many wild card hopes, so many. I need my Giants to come through, and I need the Cowboys to get creamed. And I just think the Bears are so far out of it that when they go into Lambeau on Christmas Day, it's not going to be pretty.
Wow. We'll be back next Sunday with either barf bags for the Bears loss that they will encounter, or we'll be some really happy Bears fans for an upset of the century, because I don't see anything happening out of that.
Or I might be a little sloshed. I don't know, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. I will be on the homestead, though. I will be in Illinois for the game, so happy holidays.
Happy holidays to all. And with that, the clock on the wall is telling us that we're out of time. See how quick 30 minutes goes?
Fast.
Yes, it does. And for our debut show, we do like to thank all of you out there for watching. Hope that as the weeks and months go along, you'll be tuning in. And for Katie, I'm LeVar. Have a great week, everybody. See you next week.
Yeah. Bye, guys.